朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们的软弱是什么呢？
Yet what is our weakness?
我们没有办法坚持属灵的原则，尤其在人情的面前，我们就妥协，我们就放弃了真理和原则。
And that oftentimes we're unable to stand firm to spiritual principles in the face of emotional or human obligation.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't want you to misunderstand me.
神和人不是永远站在对立的。
That God and man are not forever standing in opposition to one another.
今天有些人的思想认为神和人是一定是对立。
That often people have the mentality that indeed God and man are juxtaposed.
所以他常常在教会里面拼命要讨人厌，来证明他是讨神喜欢。
And that forever within the church, they're trying to fall in disfavor of man, thinking by doing such, they would fall in favor with God.
他对任何的事情，他都有自己的立场，为的是表示他的属灵。
And that forever they're in order to express their spiritualness, that they always take their own position.
有的时候站在神那边是少数人。
We know that oftentimes those that stand on God's side far are outnumbered by those that do not.
并不见得说所有的多数人就一定不在神那边。
But yet that is not to say that where there is a majority, God is not on that side.
路加福音二章五十二节告诉我们说，耶稣基督的智慧和身量，并上帝和人喜爱他的心一同增长。
We see in Luke chapter 22, verse 52, where it describes Jesus as increasing not only in stature and favor with God, but also with man.
神喜爱他，人也喜爱他。
Not only was God pleased with Jesus, but also man was pleased with Jesus.
虽然保罗说我们今天不需要讨人的喜欢，但是弟兄姊妹，讨人的喜欢不一定就不讨神的喜欢。
And that although Paul tells us that we are not to seek the favor of man, yet at the same breath we must say that to seek the favor of man does not mean that we displease God.
但是我们要小心，我们若真的站在神的那一边。
And yet we must be cautious that indeed if we are to stand on the Lord's side,
我们讲爱，我们讲关怀。
That we speak of love and concern.
但是有的时候不要在爱和关怀的前提之下牺牲了真理和原则。
And yet in the front of love and concern, let us not forgo the spiritual principles.
这一方面我们有很多还可以跟大家分享。
I'm sure I know that there is a lot more that I can share specifically in this area with you.
我们看第二点。
But yet, secondly,
这些百姓有一个很明显的毛病，就是不会分别什么叫做紧急，什么叫做重要。
We see that amidst the children of Israel, a difficulty of separating out the difference between urgent and important.
摩西在山上领受重要的启示。
That while Moses was on the mountain of God receiving very important revelation,
亚伦在山下应付紧急的状况。
We see that Aaron at the foot of the mountain confronted with a task of urgency.
这两样东西都应该做。
We see that in actuality, both of these must be dealt with or confronted.
但是两样东西都放在我们面前有所选择的时候。
But yet when both of these are put before us and there's a matter of choice.
有的时候我们会发现我们牺牲了重要，拼命去忙这些紧急的事情。
And oftentimes we see that we sacrifice the important in order to busy ourselves with the urgent.
在大概1976年的时候，美国学生工作的杂志有一篇文章。
There was an article published in a college Christian magazine in 1976.
那篇文章那么有深的影响，到最后出行单行本。
And that article had such an impact that it resulted in a small booklet.
一直到现在，这个单行本销路非常的大。
And even till today, it's widely circulated.
我不晓得这句话应该怎么翻译，它的英文名字叫 The Tyranny of Urgent, 就是紧急的暴君。
And we see the title of this small booklet or this article the tyranny of the urgent.
Okay, the tyranny of the urgent. 这个紧急的事情的这样的一个暴君的这样的一种控制在我们身上。
And we see that the urgent seems to be a tyrant in controlling us and forcing us.
所以在这样的一本书里面，给你注意到一件。很重要的我们应当被提醒的事情。
And through this book, there seems to be a message in which of great importance to us.
我们今天服侍主，我们今天讲教会的发展，我们要看重急迫感，不错。
And that in our ministry before the Lord and in our development of the church, indeed, we have to pay proper respect to the urgent.
但是我们不能不很冷静下来，不要太情绪化，我们要想到神的旨意。他给我们的方向是什么？
And yet, in a real way, we must separate ourselves from that emotional surge and quietly evaluate as to what God, what is the important thing.
属灵的团体跟商业的团体不一样。
And we see there's a distinct difference between a church or a Christian gathering and a business gathering.
有一个鞋店的一个推销员到非洲去。
There was a one who was involved in selling shoes that went to Africa.
两个人去。
Actually, two went to Africa.
一个人打电话回来。
And that arriving on in Africa, one of them called back.
他说非洲的人都不穿鞋，所以这里没有生意好做。
And that the first one called back and said, none of the Africans wear shoes, so there's no business opportunities here.
另外一个人也打电报回来。
But the other one, sending back a telegram.
他说非洲的人都不穿鞋，所以我们这里生意很多。
That all the Africans do not have shoes, so there's a great market here.
同样一件事情。
And that we see from one identical event.
带出不同。
We see that there are two standards or views toward that one thing.
今天我们都觉得非常的急迫。
So in a sense, perhaps today we sense that urgency.
但是我们不像卖鞋的人，因为现在那边没有鞋，所以我们把美洲的鞋、亚洲的鞋、欧洲的鞋通通收起来，通通寄到非洲去。
And yet we don't want to be that one who collected all the shoes from America, from Asia, from Europe, and sent them over to Africa.
做生意可以这样。
Actually, in business, you can do this.
但是我们今天做神的工作，也许可以这样，但是不一定一定要这样。
But yet in God's business, we might not necessarily have to do this.
我们今天需要有情绪上面的激动，我们也需要有灵性上面的安静。
And so not only do we need that emotional passion burning within us, we also need that cold collective spiritual understanding.
小心把教会的事工商业化。
And we have to be so careful not to commercialize the business.
我们前不久执事传道人的退休会。
In a recent joint retreat of the co-workers as well as the deacons.
有一位执事跟我们分享。
There was a deacon who shared with us.
他说今天我们教会有没有这样的方向，有没有这样的眼光，看见二三十年之后我们教会的情况。
And he responded saying that do we as a church, are we able to see 30 years down the road or 40 years down the road?
让我们从这样的一个方向来投入紧急的侍奉。
May we indeed from this kind of focus and direction be involved in God's business.
第三，经历与现实的脱节。
And then we see thirdly the divorce, the separation of experience and reality.
以色列百姓经历神的大力和大能，蒙神拯救出埃及。
We see that Israel had been under the graciousness of God and seen his great might in delivering the Israelites.
过红海。
Through the Red Sea.
有云柱。有火柱。
We saw the pillar of clouds that followed and the pillar of fire.
有玛拿，有磐石的水。
And we see the water that flowed from that rock and the manna that came down from heaven.
我们从以色列人的身上一而再，再而三看见一个基督徒的通病。
And so we see over and over again upon the lives and the attitudes of the Israelites a common disease within Christians.
我们对神在我们身上的恩典太健忘。
And that oftentimes, in terms of God's grace in our lives, we have a short memory.
神一直在他们身上有工作，但是到了这样一个现实的面前，他们忘记了。
That over and over again, God worked mightily in their midst, but yet when it came down to the very bolts of the thing, that they forgot God's grace.
当我们要往教会往前走的时候，
And so as we as a church move forward,
我们看见今天世界经济的趋势。
And as we see the diverseness and the complication of the economic system of today.
许多的经济学家非常的悲观。
and that many economists stand on a very pessimistic side.
现在我们正在 depression recession 的这样的一个阴影之下
forecasting a depression or even a recession to come.
你们教会还在谈发展吗？
How can you as a church even be considering development?
教会都不能在过去好像这个看见有这样的一个这个神既然在教会有这样一个同在的见证，很多时候我们忘记了这个，我们面对前面的时候我们有另外一套的价值观。
And yet as we face the future we seem to accept a completely different standard than recalling how the Lord has been gracious and has led us in the past.
感谢主今天戴传道站在我旁边。
I thank the Lord for my interrupter.
他们五代把福音带到中国。
For five generations, the gospel has gone forth from his family.
一百多年来，内地会、海外基督使团，他们经过了多少次经济的考验、经济的压力？
For over 100 years, the China Inland Mission experiencing economic hardships and difficulties.
原谅我，我今天看见这位弟兄站在这里。
And yet to see I'm standing before us today.
我看见上帝是又真又活的上帝。
We see a God who we worship is a living and a true God.
我看见我们的上帝是一位真实有信实的上帝。
We see a God of faithfulness and a God of reality.
摩西对百姓说 Who is on the Lord's side?
And so Moses sounded forth that challenge Who is on the Lord's side?
今天我们站在这样的一个时间和空间交叉的十字路口，我们今天愿不愿意站出我们的立场？
And so we stand in a sense at the crossroads of space and time, and I wonder if we are willing to sound forth our resolution.
过去一年，神给我们教会很明显的有侍奉的方向。
We see it very clearly in the past year that God has set before this church a direction of ministry.
最近在执事们当中，传道人当中有一句流行的话叫“我们的 philosophy of ministry 是什么？”我们的工作理念是什么？
A popular slogan that has seemed to floated about the co-workers and the deacons is that of what is your philosophy of ministry?
感谢主，我们很清楚看见我们工作的理念，起码在这一两年的时间里面是双管齐下。
And very clearly we see in terms of our ministry in these coming years is really in a sense two different projects moving together forward.
一面植堂一面购地。
On the one hand, church planting, and on the other hand, church land purchasing.
弟兄姊妹，我从来没有像过去这一年花那么多的时间禁食祷告。
And never before in my ministry have I devoted so much time to prayer and fasting before the Lord.
为什么？因为我觉得整个教会前途的计划和工作到底合不合神的心意，到底是不是站在上帝的一边，我们现在所决定有非常大的关键。
And as I face these two very important issues in the life of the church, I'm constantly struggling and praying through whether it is indeed that we're abiding by the will of God and standing on the Lord's side.
弟兄姊妹，我不是单单看我们教会里面有这三四百人。
And yet I'm not only restricting my view to the 300 or 400 that is seated here this morning.
我所看的是在Boston, 大波士顿区的四万华人。
But rather, I'm looking toward those 40,000 Chinese that are in the greater Boston area.
不错，我们看见过去十九年神给我们这个恩典到如今。
Not only indeed do we see God's grace these past 19 years until we have reached where we are today.
弟兄姊妹，不许可我们停顿在我们这一代，停顿在我们这一群人。
And yet we must not allow the gospel to end with this generation.
过去两三年不可否认，从量的角度来看，我们的教会好像停顿在这样一个地方。
It cannot be denied that in terms of quantity, that it seems that our church has reached a plateau in these past few years.
去年
Last year,
我在神面前一个负担，在教会成立了一个小组，叫做研究发展小组。
And before the Lord, I decided that it would be appropriate and important to set aside a committee that was specifically involved in research and pressing forward.
因为我担心一个传道人或者一群传道人忙到一个地步会变成眼睛盲掉，看不到了。
Because I was concerned that oftentimes those of us in full-time ministry are busy to the point that we are blinded to the blinded.
我们没有办法高瞻远瞩看教会的前途。
And we are unable to look into the distant future, to plan for.
所以找一般的弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来往远处看。
And so we call forth a group of brothers and sisters, to be a part of this worship, search committee or a committee to plan forward.
我记得那天下午在我家，我们从隔壁的那个钟楼讲起。
And so, in a sense, in my home that day, we began, from the bell tower of the old sanctuary.
我们说这个不叫钟楼，这叫已经叫围楼了。我们看起来都很危险。
Not only is it no longer can it be referred to as a bell tower, but in a sense, it's a very dangerous tower.
我们需要花钱去整修。
That we need to spend money, to renovate it.
你如果在冬天到隔壁去的时候，你发现那些暖气管已经老到，一有功用就开始大漏水。
And we see in the old sanctuary also, if you were to walk over there, especially in the winter, you would see the pipes for the heating system. Every time that they're used, they begin to leak.
我们就开始发现，如果我们要在这里继续的发展这工作，五年、十年、二十年往前走。
And so we began to see that in reality, if we were to stay at this location in the next 5 or 10 years,
我们要花相当的钱去整修这一个。
That there would be a considerable amount of money set aside to renovate the old sanctuary.
何况我们想到，如果这个教会要发展，想到我们的下一代。
And that is not even to consider what if this church was to begin to invest in the next generation.
如果要吸引下一代，要把福音传给下一代，我们需要有一个让他们活动的地方。
That if we were wanting to attract this next generation to allow them a place for activities.
所以我们就。建议把隔壁改成室内的一个体育馆。
We thought about changing, the old sanctuary next door into an indoor gym.
后来很自然，我们就想到一个问题：这样投资值得吗
？And yet, very clearly, it led a question whether such an investment would be worthwhile.
所以研发小组就开始考虑到有没有可能我们搬一个地方。
And so the research and development committee began to explore the possibility of moving perhaps to another location.
去年正式在知识会里面提出讨论。
And then last year, it was officially brought forward in the deacons' board.
在我们完全没有想到的时候。
And all unbeknownst to us,
突然128公路的那个交叉的那一块八亩地突然出现。
Suddenly, a piece of land on the junction of 128 and Route 2, went on sale.
那天我在 Framingham 有特别的训练，他们的领袖训练。
Actually, that day I was, involved in a leadership training, for the Framingham Church.
我赶回来跟着执事们到那块地去看。
And so after returning, I went together with the deacons, to that piece of land.
我很快的讲那天我站在那块地的三个感想。
And I want to very briefly and very quickly describe to you three feelings that came on me that day as I stood there.
那天我站在那里。
As I stood there.
我站在一个方向仪和风向仪的下面。
I stood below a compass as well as a wind gauge.
弟兄姊妹，我在那里做了一个非常诚恳的祷告。
And there, below those two things, I made a very humble and reverent prayer.
我说主啊，求你把你的方向告诉我们。
I said, Lord, please indeed show us your direction.
对我们教会来讲，这是一件大事。
That to our church, this indeed is a very, big task.
这是一件很重要的事情。
Not only big, but also important.
我们不希望太马虎、太随便。我在那里祷告说：“主啊，求你把你的方向告诉我。”
And we don't want to be flippant about it, and so I ask the Lord to indeed grant us knowledge of His direction.
第二，我突然想到《约书亚记》第一章三节。
And yet I immediately thought back to the book of Joshua in chapter 1, verse 3.
神对约书亚说：“你脚掌所踏之地，我要赐给你。”
There, God reminding Joshua that the land in which your feet trod on, this is the land that I will give you.
我没有告诉执事，我就一个人孤单单的就开始去踏那块地。
And unbeknownst to the deacons, I very lonely went by myself and trotted that piece of land.
我一面走一面祷告，我说：“主啊，若这一块地是你要我们为你做见证的一块地，设立你见证的地方，求你让我走的时候。”
And I prayed that the Lord would give me this kind of faith indeed if it was His will that we, obtain this piece of land for the furtherance of His gospel and the proclamation of His word.
走到 Route 2跟128 那个交叉的那个地点的时候，发生第三件事情。
And when I came to the very corner of Route 2 and 128, a third thing happened to me.
我左边看见128的车，右边看见二号的车。
I saw the cars upon 128 and on Route 2.
我突然想，我站的地方如果将来能够树立一个十字架。
That I thought on the very land in which I stood at that moment, if a cross could be erected.
如果我们请王牧师写四个大的中文字，神爱世人。
And if we can ask.Reverend Wang, if he could write four big characters in Chinese, God so loved the world.
我相信在半年、一年之内 ，Boston 的人都知道那里有一个耶稣基督教会的见证，有一个福音的灯台。
I am confident that within half a year to a year, many within the town and the greater Boston area would indeed know that there was a church there and where Jesus Christ was Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天神把这块地给了我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, if indeed the Lord gives us this piece of land,
我们可以在这边，可以在这块地做许多福音的工作。
I am confident that we would be able to do many things for the gospel there.
我没有时间详细的讲到托儿所、中文学校、青少年工作、文化活动、长辈活动中心等等。我们有许多可以以福音为前提做的一些工作。
And there could be many things that I could list here this morning that we could use this piece of land for.
但是问题是我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意走进去？
But yet the question that stands before us today is, are we?Brothers and sisters, willing to enter.
下一个礼拜，我们给教会的小朋友有一个机会，在这个买地的事上有份。
Next Sunday, we have set aside a special time for the children of this church to bring their tithes and offerings for this piece of land, before the Lord.
我知道有许多的弟兄姊妹在做最后的冲刺。也在预备在下个礼拜把他们的奉献带到神的面前。
And I'm confident there are many, I know that there are many in our midst that are preparing for this final surge of this pledge offering.
若单单为着已经参与的210个人。
But if we are only to be content with the 210 that have already given.
如果我们能够为着这还缺少的7万块钱去努力，一个人只要再增加认捐333块钱，我们就可以达到这个目标。
That what is still lacking of the $70,000, if each of us were to give but $333, we would reach that goal.
但是我的信心是相信神给的是超过所想所求。
But yet my faith is one in which I believe God will grant far above what we ask or think.
让我们一同来体验经历神在我们身上的信实。
And so let us together experience the reality of God's faithfulness.
但愿这样一次信心的考验和突破，让我们教会能够有一个成长的一个突破。
That this lesson of faith, this lesson of faith and this breakthrough in faith would be one in which we as a church can break through together.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。